from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
Hey, really? No kidding, I didn't know that. I thought I was in a dream, thought I was in a radio dream. And just on cue, here comes Doodle. Oh, look at you. Want to be on the show, girl? Well, Doodle and Patrick are here, and you're there, so let's chat it up a bit for Open Phone Friday, July 20th, 2018. July 20, 2018, Open Phones, we trip the light fandango, talk a lot of about spiritual principles, spiritual philosophy. It's like the only thing that's really the most important thing to me, who I am, why I am, where I am, and what's it all about. Alfie, that's it for me. Number one, at Topps Pizza, popcorn, movies, girls, everything. Well, that's saying a lot, isn't it? Anyway, we do that, and then we just chat it up with you, do emails, and encourage you to call and say hi and tell us about your life and talk about whatever it is you'd like to talk about, past guests, some particular health thing you got going on that we could maybe give you some ideas. We don't do medical advice because that would be illegal, and we don't do sick birds around here, illegals. We just don't do it. So that would be illegal, but we can offer spiritual advice is what we do, and then talk about things that we've heard and tried, and as far as our body, and that's spiritual too. Yep, because our body is part of who we are as soul. Yeah, so it's spiritual advice even when you talk about kidneys. Did you know that? It's got to be. I wouldn't want to try to go into and prove that to the boys, but to the FDNA, but it is. It's really true, isn't it? I just thought of that. I didn't thought of it. A divine inspiration entered my being, and it popped right out. So here's our phone number, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. So I use the term when the subject comes up with various people off the air, on the air, you know, that I'm writing a book, and it's true that I'm the facilitator of the book, but the information comes from above, if you will. It comes from out there in the ethers, or when I'm looking at things other than what's already been talked about before. In other words, just stuff that's been already out there, and then people rehash it, and which is great, and it helps gives people. But on this book that I'm writing, It Takes a Long Time to Get Young, is about how we are soul, we are spiritual beings, and we are bodies, and we are minds, and we are emotions, and we're not all those things at the same time, but they're all glopped together, and it's called the human experience. I'm sure there's a more fitting word than glopped, but that's the best word I have, and it's so fascinating because at the real level, which is the only level that counts, is that there's only one source, and we're all part of that one source. So it's just one big blob of God anyway. So while the mind is separate, and then it's not, and while you and I are separate, then we're really not. And it gets pretty curious when you look at it like that, doesn't it? And yeah, which is one of the reasons why, my teachers over the years have cautioned and advised to their students that it's really, really important to wish everybody well, even your quote enemies unquote, because if we don't, we're actually just hurting ourselves, because we are it. We are it. We are part of the blob of God. And the people that we're dissing unconsciously, as it's being done all over the world today, they're part of us, and they are souls just like we are. And to give some people a hard time is very detrimental to our health. And of course, most folks don't know that. The majority of humans out there are just talking about people, and I certainly have done my share of that this lifetime, but no mas. I'll catch myself, when I'm whatever. And even if I do it just unconsciously and just say, internally, give somebody a hard time on the radio or something, say, well, yeah, man, I'll just go right back and say, nope, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean that. You're cool. And it's really important in you. And your health will improve. Our health will improve. Let's use the plural dramatically by just moving forward with that. It's just a little trick, but it's really, really important because it's just the way it is. It's not something I just made up. It's just the way it is. It's a God thing, so don't shoot the messenger. Check it out for yourself and do the exploration if you want and look at it. And you come to that conclusion, and your life will improve dramatically, because not only on the spiritual level, if we are not hurting ourselves by thinking ill of others, which we do physically. It sticks in the physical body. It is in the physical body the moment that we're talking bad about someone. It's right there, and it's affecting the body with the energy. And, we're all electrical, and so who knows? And if it's an angry thing, it could get in the liver, and then people get liver problems, and we get liver problems, and we wonder why. Well, that's one of the reasons. So these things, there's no accidents. We're all creating these diseases unknowingly, and that means that we can uncreate them. Now, not only then will we have less wear and tear on our body, but karmically, when we don't give people a hard time, it's really a better thing too, because if you give folks a hard time and you really dislike them and all the things going on in politics, it's very detrimental because it's karma. And then you gotta work that karma out. So if you're out there hating somebody and demonstrating and hating somebody, then it's bad juju, it's bad karma, and you gotta deal with that. Now, there's a difference between finding something going on in the government or something that you thoroughly disagree with. And that's fine if you want to go out and demonstrate. And it just depends on your attitude. And if you're coming from a place of peace, love, and hippie beats, but you don't like what's going on, you want to protest the war in Vietnam, which we all did, if you do it in a peaceful, loving way, as we hippies did back then, well, some of us, we did. And I think we got that. Nobody else understood it. I can remember the pictures of putting a flower in the barrel of guns of soldiers. Remember that classic picture? That was back in the, well, you don't remember that. You weren't even around then. But I was around then. I was in the military during Vietnam on Armed Forces Radio, so they weren't shooting at me. But then when I got out, there was a lot of stuff going on with Vietnam, and carried on until I got out of the service, 69? So I don't even know when it ended. What was it, 75? It was crazy time. So there's a way to demonstrate and to have your voices heard without creating karma. And one of the other reasons why you can help understand why it's important too is because we have created all this stuff ourselves, all the wars and all the people that we don't like. We've created them because... say, for example, if we decide that, oh, we're slaves to the Federal Reserve Bank because they create dollars on a computer, and it dilutes the value of our dollar, which it does, right? Because we talk about it with Andrew's show. So it's a scam. It's just not a good thing. So many people think that, well, it's a hidden tax. We're just really slaves with this money thing. I mean, what's up with that? And in a sense, it's true, but cool way to look at it, to maybe give you a little comfort, is that the only way we can be a slave to something is if there is someone being the slave master. So if we consider that we are slaves, then the master has to be there, otherwise we wouldn't be slaves. So we've created the slave masters at the same time, otherwise the game couldn't work. So the only way out of that, in my opinion, is you just play the game and realize that it's a carnival, and that's what we do on the Money Show, and learn how the money is the game is played, and try to figure out how to navigate the money system without being angry about it, and survive and not outlive your money. And you know, and then we talk, of course, a lot about buying gold and silver coins from Andrew Goss, and investing in yourself, and you know, that kind of thing, which helps to hedge your bets on the monetary system, which is a fiat system. You know, it's an inflationary system, and they just keep creating more dollars, so it's always going to be worth less. So, which is why Starbucks coffee is, I don't even know what it is. I don't think I've been in Starbucks for years. What is it, $5 or whatever? So it just keeps going up, and you know, organic this and that just keeps going up because more and more dollars are being created to do more stuff that the governments do. And that's the way governments do it. They just borrow more money from the bankers and pay them back with interest, and that's what we do. So it's a strange thing, planet Earth. It's a conundrum that we've incarnated during this time. But the important thing is to not get our panties in a wad over it and just play the game. And as a biblical thing is paying to Caesar what is Caesar's and move on down the road. And that's what that quote was about, because I guess Jesus knew, he understood karma. Obviously he did. Well, that's enough. I don't know where that came from. 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Be careful what you read and react to, and we're learning more and more about that day in and day out, and I would encourage you, I can say with all confidence after being on planet Earth a few years, that getting involved in political craziness, which is going on with the Trumps and the anti-Trumps and all that, is just madness. It will only make you sick. It will not get you anywhere except making your life worse. William F. Engdahl, who we had on the show, I really appreciated our conversation with him. He's a political analyst, does analysis geopolitically, and I think he brought my perspective of President Trump and what's going on, and his contention was that, here I am talking politics, just said, but just to explain that you know, the president is controlled by, you know, the powers that be, just like the rest of them, and that he didn't think that he was independent, and you know, as I kind of thought. So I think he broadened my perspective there, and it gave me a little bit of room then to not be so interested in what President Trump does, and let more of that go. I got to keep up with it because of the radio show with Andrew Goss, but it's a fine line between reading the headlines and talking about something and not being emotionally attached to it. But it can be done. You can talk about stuff all day long and not be emotionally attached to it whatsoever, so you don't have any skin in the game, and you can talk about negative stuff all day long and it doesn't affect you. It does not affect us one bit. The only way it affects us, if we are for it or against it, you know, we like it or we don't like it, well then it affects us. But if we're just totally neutral about things, it doesn't affect us whatsoever. Can't affect us. We pierce our aura from the inside out. The whole aura thing is very misunderstood. There's people out there balancing auras and all of this stuff, and I'd encourage you not to play around with that stuff, because it's all it's all doesn't work like that. Nobody can balance your aura but you. Nobody can pierce your aura but you. So a lot of folks, well-meaning people are out there doing stuff and doing seminars and books, and but they don't really understand the way it works. So I'd encourage you not to take any advice from anyone unless they're getting the results that you want. If they're getting the results that you want, well, then, you know, then take their advice and try it and see if it works. It's July 20, 2018. This is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. I did see an interesting article that I thought was fun. There was a scientist came up with a thing, and they say that there's a quadrillion worth of diamonds somewhere deep in some mountains, right? A quadrillion is 1,000 trillion. So they say there's 4,000 trillion tons of diamonds, which is, you know, a lot of diamonds. And the diamond industry is controlled by De Beers, diamond people. They control the price of it because they have all the mines and they run the mines, and it's a big scam as well. Diamonds are, and diamonds are a girl's best friend, but De Beers are the ones they control. Andy taught us they control the price, so they're kind of fun to have. And they're, you know, people say they're worth this and worth that, but they're just a rock that's shiny that somebody came up with thousands of years ago, just like gold, and say, oh, this is worth something, but it's not. It's worth stuff because we say it is. It's just an illusion, just like, you know, you could make cactus the money and say, oh, well, I have a cactus, and, you know, whatever, you know, they used to use wampum and pig skin, moose skins and all that stuff. Anyway, so they do this big article, and it was all about these diamonds that they theoretically, who knows? I mean, how would you prove it? They theoretically found 4 quadrillion tons. So they said the only problem is they're 100 miles down in this parts of the world. So if we could figure out how to dig down there 100 miles, then we can get them, and it'd be great. And the thing of it is, it wouldn't be great. It wouldn't be great for anybody, especially people that own diamonds, because the thrust of the article and the reason I thought it was hilarious was that they said that, you know, if you pulled up 4 quadrillion worth of diamonds, you would crash the economy. Excuse me, water break. Meaning you would have $4 trillion worth of diamonds worth all this money, and then it would just crash the economy. You know. But of course, that's nonsense, because if you pulled up even, I don't know, 20 tons of diamonds, even much less 4 quadrillion, just 20 tons, it would destroy the whole diamond market, and diamonds would just be laying around in the street and nobody would care because there'd be too many of them. So the whole diamond market would disintegrate, and it wouldn't crash the economy. It's just a lot of people who own diamonds and have them on their fingers and think they're worth something. They'd be worth nothing except the love and all that you gave to your sweetie and or you got from your boyfriend or husband, and that's fine too, because that's what counts. So it wouldn't destroy anything. It wouldn't, you know. Now, gold would be a different story, I think, but I talked to Andrew a bit about that. If they found 4 quadrillion or even, you know, 50 tons of gold that they didn't know was there, and they believe they know where it all is, and so it's probably not going to happen. But anyway, that could screw things up, because there are a lot of contracts and governments and money that is, not a lot of it, that is pinned to gold, and if it would destroy the price, bring it back down to $35 where it used to be in the early 70s, that could be pretty disruptive to the world financial markets, but not likely to happen. And he says that they've kept track of the gold and where they found it and what they pulled out of the ground for a very, very, very long time. Because they just have, and there's actually places you can go and look, and so they kind of know where it is. And but, you know, I guess with technology, who knows? I guess they could, you know, come up with a whole bunch of it somewhere, and then we'd just be using beaver skins again, which wouldn't be all bad. Okay, this is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. If you'd like to be on the show, tell us about your life, talk about a past guest, talk about something that you have going on in your life, questions, comments, getting some good questions and comments on the Living Streams, Probies. I made a nice smoothie this morning, and I'm starting to really now that things are clearing up tummy-wise and knock on wood. And boy, this has been a two-year expedition in this heartburn thing that is now in my rearview mirror. I'm so blessed to be, you know, I got to the root cause of it, and, you know, it's just done. And I mean, I could create it in a heartbeat if I get upset, and I could come. I figured out that it was just me overthinking stuff, and after 2 years of doing stuff, which is amazing, isn't it? Wow! But it's true, and it's just amazing that this is my canary in the coal mine. But anyway, so I'm kind of over that. I'm just over that, and you notice I'm being careful about that. You don't want to get too feisty or too cocky about things. And the reason is, when you do it and you speak it out loud, then there's always another end to it. So that's where the term knock on wood comes from. So it's kind of like girls saying, well, I'm really over George. I will never talk to him again. And sure enough, you say it like that and you're really sure about it, dogmatic about it. Generally, George is going to pop back up in your life and give you another shot. So be careful. Once again, being for and against stuff is tough. So I shouldn't even said anything, but I'm fine. I just erased it. But anyway, so where was I getting to? Oh, yeah, so I did a smoothie this morning, and I like to start with some good coconut milk, and then I put some fruit in there and some, just pea pollen. What else? Got some cacao, the raw chocolate, and I did some mangoes. And then I just went in the fridge. I have it in the door there, and I start taking a lot of the ones I don't do often, like the Living Streams Glacier, But I can remember what I did. The Glacier, and that has Shilajit in it, and Shilajit is very powerful. Guys, too, if you're looking for more action south of the border, if you know what I mean, Shilajit is very, very high libido, and it's very, very powerful for the urinary genital kind of thing, Mr. Happy thing, penis stuff, and erectile dysfunction stuff. If you got some of that going on, Shilajit be a really good thing. And I would recommend the Glacier milk from Living Streams. It's in our store. He also has then the Youth. That's one fun thing to take. So I put a squirt of that in there. I put a squirt of Moringa in there. There's a product, Moringa, in a probiotic. And boy, you read some of the things about Moringa, and it's like, whoa. Moringa also has the yttrium, doesn't it, in there? Let's see. Let me read some of the stuff by Moringa. It's also known as a miracle tree. Leaves have everything in it for the human body, every vitamin known to man. Isn't that amazing? Moringa, high in vitamin A and Bs, high in selenium. You could live off Moringa, Wayne sent when I got this one. We take it and make it completely bioavailable to the body with the use of Bifido products. In addition to this product, it helps increase the absorption dramatically. Using the Bifido with this, you are able to use all of this wonderful constituents. Most of the products, most of our products, more is not better, but in the case of Moringa, it's hard to overdo. Just listen to your body. You can buy Moringa in the big bottle and really, really juice it up. A lot of 46 types of antioxidants, 22% of our vitamin D needs, vitamin A. The leaves of Moringa contain 18 amino acids, central to making them complete protein. One serving of Moringa leaves provides 125% of calcium, magnesium. These two trace minerals help us to absorb it. Moringa contains large amounts of both, 90 different types of nutrients, 4 times more calcium than milk, 4 times more potassium than bananas. Wow, 4 times more vitamin A than carrots. This is a pretty specy little plant, huh? 36 times more magnesium than eggs. Also includes high amount of nutrients such as fiber, iodine, lutein, zinc, selenium, zeaxanthin, and beta-carotene. Moringa lowering blood pressure, improves digestion. Boy, I'm going to send some to Andy. He's got a little blood pressure thing going. Oh, that's cool. I'm going to send some to Andy. I didn't even realize that. So that's just one product, and in the probiotics, it really is strong. And so we have all the store, all the products and Living Streams in our store. If you're just going to start with two or three, I do the Living Streams Multi-Blend, Living Streams Minerals, you know, Living Minerals, and also the Bifido. I'd start with those three, and they'll send you directions. Start small, because these things are powerful. We have reports of people that are starting with too much, and they get getting detoxed. It's not terrible. It just knows that they work. So just be careful. No sense feeling badly when you don't have to. Living Streams, cool stuff in our store, oneradionetwork.com. I don't believe I've heard such a concise, clear explanation of what EMFs could possibly do to the body than recently with Dr. Lee Cowden.
Now, electromagnetic fields are multiply problematic because the electromagnetic fields will disrupt the membrane barriers. So it disrupts the gut barrier and allows more toxins to get from the gut into the bloodstream. It disrupts the blood vessel barrier, so you get more toxins from the bloodstream out into the tissues. It disrupts the blood-brain barrier, which allows more toxins from the bloodstream to get into the brain. And the electromagnetic fields are screwing up the electrical charge across the cell membrane. The health of a cell is determined primarily by the electrical charge across the cell membrane. But when you expose a cell to electromagnetic field, that charge across the cell membrane diminishes over time. And so the cell becomes sicker and sicker and sicker. Now, in addition, research from Europe shows that whenever you expose microbes to electromagnetic fields, they grow faster and produce more biotoxins. So we know that funguses, for example, will produce as much as 600 times more biotoxin or mycotoxin if they are outside of a Faraday cage compared to being inside of a Faraday cage in the same environment.
So as you know, the only way to absolutely be protected from all EMFs is live in a Faraday cage, but that's probably not very practicable. We have the Blue Shield technology through Brandon Amalani. We think this is a very, very effective ways to build your body's immunity with the cells. Look at the technology, talk to Brandon, email him, look at it closely, research it, and see what you think. Blue Shield, right on the front page of oneradionetwork.com. Got this from Linda. I've been trying to order the Blue Shield plug-in too. I got all the way down to applying the coupon, but it keeps bumping me off PayPal. I want you to get credit, but it doesn't work for me. Just order through our website. If you click through our website, Brandon's going to know you're from us, and there's a chance somewhere to mention our show, just to be sure. But yeah, we get credit for the sale. Just click through our website to Linda and others, and it'll work. Brandon's also available for questions. He's got a contact there if you have questions. And it gets a little complicated, some of the things he has, but it's really a neat thing. I'm really enjoying mine. I mean, I'm feeling better and better with each passing day. And, of course, I do a lot of good things for my bod, but who knows? And I have Ken Rolla's Golden Pyramid right here and also one in my bedroom. And then the Blue Shield, I have the cube. And that goes out about 90-100 yards. And boy, what we're learning about EMFs and how they affect the body, it's just pretty crazy mazy. So this is a thing that you can do for yourself if you have the bucks, if you got the bucks to do it. If you go, I think you could probably finance it through PayPal too if you got one of those. But anyway, talk to Brandon if you have more questions. And if you don't have the money to do that, well, then just start working on the spiritual level and putting bubbles over you and tighten up your aura and not worrying about it and know that God's protecting you and you'll be fine. See? So there's always a way. Always a way.
Till the mind grows tired of doing as it's told.
Pretty fun. You know, that's what really happens. Souls just get tired and they wear out, and they just get tired, and then the body gets old. And I get that, and that's how it works. You know, people get so tired. We all have done it for lifetimes and lifetimes. You just get tired. You just get tired and get tired of doing the same thing. You get tired of getting sick, and you get tired of this and that, and trying to work out relationships, and it just kind of piles on. And then come around 70, 80, or 90, then, you know, things start falling apart, and people leave their body, and we'll see what's up next, and sometimes come back and do it again. Oftentimes come back and do it again. So one of the things I'm always encouraging you to know, that it doesn't have to be like that, that you can figure out how to exit stage left and perhaps not come back and do this thing again if you don't want to. Let me make sure this is off. There's no guarantees, but I'm very, very confident that you can work your way to that, because there's mechanisms to do that. And you look into it. If you'd like to get more information about that, I can help you on patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I won't go into it all here, but there's definitely ways. There's definitely ways around it. And it's planet Earth is a tough spot. And if you're getting tired, so I might consider just starting asking God, well, what's this? Is this possible? And you're like, is it really possible that I don't have to do this thing again? And you'll start to get answers. Yes, you will. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay. The diamond story. So I'm going to tell you a pretty fascinating doodle story that, for those of you with dogs and cats, listen up. So, for the last few years, probably every spring and summer, doodle would just start scratching, you know, just start scratching. And, you know, we've done a lot of stuff, homeopathics and all kinds of stuff, you know. You know how it goes. You know the story, right? You know this story. You just keep doing stuff like that. So the last 2 years, two or three years, you know, I've been working through this this tummy thing and figuring out, you know, how it was causing that. And I noticed in the last month or so, as I was really closing in on the spiritual healing that went on. And that was just through me working with spirit, figuring out what was going on, that I was kind of just overthinking and actually eating away at myself a bit. And that's what we do when we worry or overthink. And I was really unconscious of it until I just kept looking deeper and deeper. And if it's unconscious, then we don't even know we're doing it, right? We can be on the internet and being stressful and reacting to whatever, something not downloading or something going wrong, or, you know, just geeky stuff or stories, or somebody calls up and we react to it. And it's just kind of when somebody calls up and you react to it, then you're conscious of it. But otherwise, if we're not paying attention to our inner world, then we're not conscious of it. And it's just going on, and, you know, and then it's hard on the body. But anyway, this is the most amazing thing. As I start to get quieter and quieter and learning more and more of what I was doing and letting go and healing, allowing this whole thing to heal up, this burning, hunk of burning love, I noticed then that doodle was scratching less. And I noticed then when she gets excited, and if I get a little bit excited and I have to say, whoops, settle down, just take a breath, go back, take a breath, you're fine, you know. And this is an ongoing thing, because, you know, we've been living like this for millions of, you know, thousands of lives and millions, who knows how. So it's not something that it's just click a switch and you're done. It's an ongoing ever living, you know, you're living right in the belly of the beast, and you can just, that's the whole idea of the fallen angel thing. We have free will, and we can just go backwards or forward, and we're either going backwards or forwards. We're not standing still, which is pretty interesting when you look. But anyway, so I could see it. If I would just get a little feisty about something on my inner world, then all of a sudden she would start scratching a little bit. So it was just to see this remarkable change in her, as I've had over the last month, to really, when this thing is closing in, I'm just so blessed to see it. So she and I are so close that she was just trying to be another canary in coal mine for me, to show me that, you know, I'm with you, kid. If you're going to get feisty, let me scratch and bite at myself, and maybe this will help you see that you don't have to do that, and then I can quit doing it too. So this is how miraculous these souls are that come into our life, these dogs and cats and whatever, horses, and these are animals or soul too, and they'll come in just at the right time, and you'd be surprised how they'll show you the way with their unconditional love. And there's no doubt that animals can oftentimes take on our own physical ailments because they want to be like us and they love us, and they'll do it. And it happens all the time with people, and moms and dads. Can happen with some healthcare people if they're not careful. It's happened with therapists. They call it transference or something like that. But so this has been the key thing for Doodle, and she's just scratching less and less and less. And we're doing our own, you know, we're doing some fun things with garlic and stuff. But with animals, it's the same thing with them. It's all spiritual. It's all spiritual. They have spiritual lives too. They're learning how to chill out and be happier, just like you and I are. They may not be conscious of it, but believe me, they're doing it, and they evolve. And, you know, who knows, they might be a people someday. You know, I don't know. That's above my pay grade. So just really treasure your relationship with your animals, and know that they're there for you, to help you, and they just love you unconditionally. And you learn to love them unconditionally and do that, which you probably do. And, you know, just watch them. When they start feeling anxious, it's probably because you are. And then it'll say, oh, I can not worry about that, and Miss Kitty, so you don't have to do that, or whatever. It's just, I saw it very clearly. I see it very clearly every moment. There's no doubt about it. Doesn't mean that she won't walk up and scratch a little bit, but even, it's just, yeah, just there. It's just like, whoa. And I always realized it, but I wasn't that clear on it as I am now. And so, I guess that's a whole nother thing I got to put in the book and work on that. This thing will just keep going. I think I'm on my third draft or something. It's great. Whatever. So it'll pop out just at the right time. It'll pop out just like babies. Here's somebody. I love my far infrared sauna so much. I use it daily. Then I take soaked raisins. Oh, I read this a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Then I take soaked raisins, tomato juice, about 4 ounces, followed by a teaspoon of sulfur, 1 teaspoon of lecithin. Well, there you go. Yeah, I like to do a nice hit of sulfur, sea salt, and I'm doing the Living Streams minerals now for make sure my electrolytes are up and running for my, because I still do this all. The sun almost every day, even when it's 100 degrees outside. Did one last night about 2 in the morning. Yeah. Oh, I'm up a lot. I'm just not tired. You know, it's amazing. I'm finding that the healthier I get, the less I need to sleep. And so I'm just going to get a lot more done. I don't mind it at all. It's just so quiet and nobody bothers. You know, it's just great. So maybe I get this screen, get back on this screenplay. Oh man, that thing has been been churning for years. But things happen, and you know, you work stuff out and you do the best you can with it. Hi, Patrick. Do you know any person who could interview that has knowledge or experience with the pros and cons of having a heart ablation? I have these heart racing episodes for the last 20 to 25 years, and I've tried to solve it nutritionally, but to no avail. The only options allopathic medicine have is meds and ablations. Not sure what that is, but it doesn't sound good. The meds are out of the question for me, but the episodes are taking its toll on my body. 66 years, diabetic for 25 years, and could truly use some good counsel. I did write this poll personally, but I thought I would just... So again, I don't do medical advice. That would be illegal. I'm not a doctor, but I can just share with you some things that people have told me over the last 20 years doing health-related shows. And even before that, we did health shows, not every day, but we did them even in the 80s on KLBJ. But so I can just share with you some ideas. And I would definitely get in touch with Dr. Cowan, Thomas Cowan. He knows probably more about how the whole spiritual, emotional, parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system works with the heart as anybody. And he's written a bunch of books. He has a new one out on vaccines. We're going to have him on. And you can get his book, Cosmic Heart. It's Thomas Cowan, C-O-W-A-N. And I believe if you would go out and see him, I told the emailer, I'm telling you, if you're interested, if you know somebody in San Francisco, you can make an appointment, see him one time, then he could work with you long distance. I think you have to, in California, in many states, you have to see the doc one time in person. A lot of vets are like that too, before you can have a long distance relationship. But my opinion, what I've learned, all these heart racing things, these are all spiritual, like everything is, emotional things, and you can get your parasympathetic back in balance. Dr. Cowan uses this wabanine, which is it's really soothing for the parasympathetic stuff. I wouldn't do this without working with a doctor. Pretty strong stuff, and people do, but I wouldn't mess with it. I did for a bit, but I got it that it wasn't. But then he could do that, and of course your blood sugar is affecting it as well. So yeah, you need some real counsel working with it. There's not a lot of docs who has the skills that Cowan has, and I wouldn't know where else to go actually, unless you found a nutritional, a naturopathic doc that really understood what's going on. So I haven't heard back from this person, but it's tricky business. It's a whole package that you'd want to do. I don't think there's anything you could, people do stuff to take. There's an herb people take in the afternoon to work on the parasympathetic and the adrenaline. What is that one called? I mean, there's stuff you can kind of throw at, but if you want to get to the root cause, I'd start reading Dr. Cowan stuff. Also go on our website, COWAN, Thomas Cowan, and start listening to all those shows, and you'll get a real education of how this works. And I know he's on to something. I know it in my bones, and in my bones and my DNA. 888-663-6386. What do you have for us this morning? Fun stuff. You want to chat it up? 888-663-6386. Dave Stetzer is going to be here next week. Looking forward to it. He's so cool. He really knows his stuff with electrical stuff. And since we've been talking so much about it, I sent him the interview we did with Dr. Paul on the EMFs and what they do to the cells and all that stuff. So that's pretty cool. And also Dr. Shu of the Cal Pearlseum yesterday talked a great deal about this calcium, this Pearlseum. Man, I would get some. Trust me, get some of this product. And I was so impressed on how it works with the cells to get the calcium into the cells. and that's what the EMF things kind of block. And calcium is the trigger. It's the mojo for the whole energy paradigm in the body. It's calcium. And this is real, real pure pearl that has all the matrix. It has the polysaccharides. It has the other minerals. It has proteins. It's not just calcium. And she said that the pearls have about like 99.9% of human DNA stuff, which is pretty trippy when you think about it. And these pearls actually, they make these pearls when they get irritated in the ocean, which is pretty cool. So, yep, pearl. And this is real pearl. Check out the Pearlseum, and you put this on your teeth, and it's just like the bomb. It's the coolest stuff ever I've ever done on my teeth this lifetime. And you can just clean. I don't know if you need to do anything else. You might do Closis. If you wanted to do that chlorine dioxide, Closis. And if you wanted to, you could do the Listerine, the plaque, and then just do the that's all I'm doing now. Just do the Pearlseum on a toothbrush, and it cleans and shines those babies up like just amazing. Amazing. Put it on your face. It's on our front page, Pearlseum. Listen to the interview yesterday. So I got off on the calcium thing, but this EMF thing exposes, it screws up the whole calcium thing in the body, which is like, man, it's so big. So anyway, so Dave Stetzer is going to be here on Friday. We're going to talk about all things electrical. Stetzer's been at this forever. People love him. And he was working with cows 20 years ago when they figured out that the voltage in the ground from the power lines, that they just run the voltage back through the ground that they call stray voltage, which is actually not stray. This is the way they do it because they don't want to do the bigger, you know, the bigger wires like they're supposed to do. Hint, 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 hint. And then the cows would just get sick and give less milk. And you've heard Brandon's thing with the chickens in Australia and the Blue Shield. So these things affect moo cows, and they affect animals as well. So, you know, if you get some of these cool things in your house, if you can afford it, then it's going to help your animals as well. Your four leggies. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Do you have a CBD oil? Yeah, we do. It's one that I have not tried, and I would like to. And I want to order some of that. I'm going to order some of that today. Sean up in Seattle, he called last week, and man, he was like head over feet on this stuff. I didn't realize it was so good, but he did a lot of research. He's quite a researcher, and he said that this Andreas high CBD oil in our store is one of the best ones in the world. And one of the reasons is because they don't heat it. And very, very cool, because Andreas figured out how to squash these seeds as he did with his other oils. All the other stuff, all the oils that he has. And the five seed oil blends in there. Black sesame seed, black cumin seed. Boy, that's a powerful thing. The coriander seed oil, flax seed. I wouldn't do the flax seed. I don't think flax is a good one, but hemp seed oil, that might be good. Do your own research and see which one you might want to try. Pumpkin seed oil, that'd be great for prostate stuff. But then he's got a CBD oil, which he calls it CBD hemp oil. And though his process, he can do it with very, very, very low friction and literally no heat. And Apex CBD hemp oil is pure, raw, natural, made from 100% organic industrial hemp. CBD hemp oil tincture has had only one ingredient, pure. We never use solvents, heat, chemicals, hidden preservatives. The cleanest product available, loaded with phytonutrients And I think that I want to try it because I've used some CBD oil, and almost every one of them I've used, I get some of the THC effects, even though it only has 0.003 THC. I can feel it, and I don't like the way it feels. I just don't like the way it feels. I just don't. So I can't use it. I can, but I don't want to. So I'm going to try this because I really think there's some fun things to get into the body with this CBD. But if he doesn't heat it whatsoever because of his process, there's probably not going to be any kind of, THC kind of wacky tobacco effects, because that's the only way it gets released is when it's heated. You could take a hemp plant, even the most powerful one, and just grind it up and eat it without heating it, and you don't get stoned or anything like that, because you just don't. People have done the leaves. So, pretty cool. I'll order some of that today and just try some and see how it feels. I like to experiment with these things, you know. Experiment. Not sure about aminols and CBD, but I would suspect, wouldn't it? I don't sure. We're certainly giving Living Streams C60 and also the C-60 that we have in our store. Two C60s. We're giving both of those to Doodle, and she likes it. She loves it. She just opens her mouth. I had a wasp thing. Hold on a second. I had a wasp sting emailer 2 years ago on the top of my head. Wow. It would never heal. Just scabbed over no matter what I took. One went away, colostrum, sulfur, and just stayed there. It remained that wouldn't heal. Then I heard about carbon 60 on your show and ordered some. Lo and behold, within 2 weeks, I suddenly realized that the scab was gone and the skin was totally soft and restored. I took 1/2 a dropper full a day. Oh, you did it internally and you didn't put it on the wasp sting. 2 years, I'll be done. I wonder what that's about. Yep. There's something going on with this C60 for sure. Wayne has one called Perfect Molecule. The other one is called C60. They're different, but it's on our store, both of them. Choose whatever one you want if you want to try it. I think you use promo code ONERADIO for the C-60.com, and they'll give you a discount for the first order. Bob Greska's is a good one. I could feel it when I first took it. Something was going on with it, and you can... He does it with, I think, a organic safflower oil. The oil does something. And then Wayne's is with the probies. So I would try some. I think you'll like it. Wayne believes, and there's beginning to people, more folks are kind of believing that the C60 component is so powerful and so revolutionary, and why it's coming out at this time, that it's going to protect the cells from electromagnetic fields. Now, we're not saying that the case is. We're not making any claims whatsoever. This is all pure conjecture. And but you know what it's possible. Anything's possible, you know. Spiritually, we always get what we need, and spirit is always out there trying to give us tools to help protect us from onslaughts from the outer. I mean, that's how it works. Nothing is created except in relation to its opposite. So if there's some people on one end creating 5G, there must be, has to be a way to protect yourself from that. That's just the way planet Earth works. You never just get one side of the deal. So, I mean, I would argue spiritually we just protect ourselves that way. But then there's all kinds of fun things too on the physical level that you can do both in tandem and leverage your experience. So you're working on the spirit, mind, body, spirit, mind, and then also the body. I mean, that's the way to do it, in my opinion, and not just one or the other. But you can just do the spiritual thing, and it'll all filter down too and not even do the body stuff. But you might as well feel better while you're doing it and protect yourself physically as you're getting better and better at it. It's just all a state of consciousness. So as you change your state of consciousness, you and I, things just flip on over. FlipOnOver.com. So perhaps this is one of the magic things that has come out to help us to navigate with planet Earth. Just perhaps. Maybe the C60 is one of them. I'm sure there's going to be more. Hi, Patrick. Question I haven't heard or missed. Is taking natural herbs for Lyme infections, viruses, best to wait until done with living streams and then start living streams? Or can you do both at the same time? Herbs for infections and viruses in the morning and wanes in the evening. His mold stuff for the house has been a blessing. Wow. So you've had an experience with that, huh? Why don't you tell us more about it? Just do them. You can do them all together. I put the living streams in my smoothie. It doesn't matter. They actually will Wayne says it'll help your herbs even more. That's why he does the synergistic thing with the probiotics and the different yttrium and Shilajit and, you know, those kind of things, and sphagnum moss and the stuff that he does. That's why he puts them together. That's why he does it. So yeah, use them all together, and you'll be building your immune system with the probies in your gut, and that's going to help get after any kind of viruses or infections or bacteria that you have. I mean, that's where the immune system is. 80% of the immune system is in your gut. That's a fact. 80%. So getting good friendly bacteria, all different kinds, and the good stuff with human DNA like living streams is going to, you know, who knows what will happen? Who knows how you feel even 5 months from now? Maybe me and you, maybe we'll go after some things that we didn't even know were in there. So I didn't know that was in there. What are you doing in there? Holy cow, what was that in there? Something may pop a top. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Can I use the mold relief if I have... my sheetrock is covered with paneling. I think this came up. No, you need to get it right on the sheetrock. But it doesn't matter if the sheetrock is painted. That's cool. Here, somebody else had cleansing reaction. Yeah, it's real possible. So be careful. Be careful. Real possible. I did. I was feeling like there was something a little left in my lungs yesterday afternoon. It was just like something like, you know, wanted to come out. So last night, I did some of Gary Hanna's 750 parts per million colloidal silver. And what else did I do in there? Oh, I snuck in a little bit of C60, Wayne's perfect molecule, and I put a little bit of the mold relief at diluted 7:1. Don't do this. Wayne said don't do it. 7:1 dilution, but I put a few drops, you know. I thought, well, if there's some mold left in there, and I tell you what, I woke up this morning with flu-like symptoms. I'm having them right now. I feel great, but I got a little flu-like symptoms, so I'm already detoxing from that nebulizing. Nebulizing's really strong, so be careful what you put in there. I've done the colloidal silver, even the real strong stuff, a lot, and never felt, but boy, you put a little of those living streams things in there and you'll feel it. That's how powerful they are. And so I don't know if it's the C60, the perfect molecule, or the little mold thing that gave me the little detox. But it's fun when you understand a little detox and you get kind of, you know, very, very slight little flu symptoms. You can feel it, right? Yeah, you can feel it. And it's fine. But there's just no need to do it. So, I mean, if you wanted to nebulize, you can just maybe do one or two drops of something and just play with it. But it's pretty wild way to get these things in your body. Anything you put in your body with nebulizing, just be careful because it's strong. And people ask me about nebulizing 3% hydrogen peroxide, and boy, you really want to keep careful with that. I mean, it can burn your lungs, and I think there's a magical formula. I think it's 0.1%, people on the internet say, and I think Dr. Massey said that, which is pretty tricky to do if you have food grade 3%, man. You have to dilute that way, way down. Now, I'm not recommending you do that. I can't do medical advice, or it's your body. You have to take responsibility for anything you do, but people have done that. I've done it, and I've never had a bad experience with it, but I was real careful to do, like, I think it was 0.1%, but just, you can go on a few websites and just don't go to one website. Get two or three websites to confirm that number is a fair number. Again, it's your body, your responsibility. So don't email me and say, I can't believe you told me to do it. I'm not telling you to do anything.
Starving for vitality, we're turning to energy drinks, stimulants, and pharmaceuticals to try to improve our focus, increase our metabolism, rescue our sex drive, and adapt to the stresses of modern day living. Each year, an elk sheds its impressive antlers, regenerating an even larger set the following year. These velvet antlers have been a revered traditional medicine for thousands of years. Elk antler harnesses the adaptogenic and highly regenerative growth factors from this natural and ethical resource into a concentrated, bioavailable extraction. Its revitalizing effects span bone, muscle, and nerve support, improve metabolism, cellular repair, sexual potency, anti-inflammation, vascular strengthening, and hormone production. Humanely harvested from free-range U.S. elk, extracted in organic alcohol, and protected in mirror on glass, our elk antler is available in three strengths to restore your vitality at any level.
Previously with Dr. Richard Ulrey, and the relationship to the bacteria in our gut, to everything.
There's tremendous communication between the gut bacteria and the brain through the vagus nerves.
Oh.
The brain doesn't necessarily make a lot of stuff. It's kind of like living on Hawaii. Everything has to be imported. 80% of what your brain needs is actually made by the gut bacteria for your brain to properly function and to regulate the rest of the body. Your gut bacteria is designed to make all of your vitamins. So if you're giving your patients vitamins, that means your gut bacteria is not making the vitamins for the body in question. I said, assuming you straighten out the gut, and we bought all the right bacteria doing all the right things, making vitamins, the reason you need vitamins is so you can absorb minerals.
Ah, that's great. We're learning so much. We've always known the bacteria being important, but more and more. Wow. These Living Streams probiotics we're promoting, we believe they are some of the most bioactive, varied, unique human DNA probiotics in glass liquid available anywhere. All the products in our store, click on One Living Streams, and you'll get access to them all on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com.
Well, so, yeah, sure. I got that. Okay, it is July the 20th. Can you believe it? Yeah, I was the weather mavens. I have them a note here to talk about weather. This is pretty fun to think about. The weather mavens out there, somebody told me, did you see the weather? And it's going to be 112 or something. What? So I don't normally like to check it because I want to create my own weather, and if you check it, but the weather thing's a different game when you talk about manifestation. Oh, check this out. This is cool. Okay, great. Okay, today it's going to be 104 according to KVUE. 104. Tomorrow, they say it's going to be 105. And then Sunday, they say it's going to be 107. And then Monday, they say it's going to be 108. What? And then Tuesday, it's going to be 101. then 102 and 102 and 102 and 102. Man. So here's the thing about weather. This is great. See, weather is a shared experience. So as much as we do create our own reality, it's a shared experience. It's kind of like we have family karma, and we have country karma, and we have, you know, county and city karma and neighborhood karma. It's all these different states of consciousness have this. So, you know, it's just hilarious how, so weather people, when did they come into vogue? What, in the 30s or 40s, they start predicting the weather? So you see how this works. It's just so cool. Well, it's kind of weird, but it's cool. So the weather guys can get up there and say, well, we can look at our little radar and tell you it's going to be this and this and this and this. A million people watch it, and they all believe it. And then, of course, they think it's going to be 105. And then, duh, oh, it's going to be 105. Well, of course, if you get a million people thinking that something's going to happen on Saturday, you don't think it's going to happen? Well, you know it's going to happen. I mean, how can it not happen? Duh. I mean, it's just going to happen. So these are all self-fulfilled. So humans create the weather, just like they create everything else. So you'd have to get some pretty white magic to override, you know, a million people in your city if you wanted to make it rain. But you probably could if you were really good at it. But it's above my pay grade, and I don't like to mess with Mother Nature that much. I'd probably get into trouble. White magic is just as bad as black magic. Better just to go with the flow, baby. So, you know, of course.